Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're having another little evening with Father Knows Something. I'm Jerry, and this is my daughter.
I'm Morgan.
I forgot her name.
Dementia already, huh?
Well, you know, maybe I'll get a little sympathy out of you with it. Who knows? All right. So what do you have for me tonight?
So Dating and Relationships Part 2.
Ah, this is a continue from last week.
It is a continuation. I know you've got lots of dating experience with women, Playboy bunnies, you know, the likes of anyone and everyone. So
I've been out with a few nice people.
Yes. Yeah, so we're putting your experience to the test and seeing if you can give good relationship advice.
I only can do my best.
That's all we ask. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Dear Jerry, I can't talk to my dad about this because he doesn't care, but I've, 18 female, recently started exploring my sexuality with my 18 male best friend. We've been super careful about everything, but we've gotten into a predicament where he's scared that I'm going to get pregnant. I've been tracking my period, ovulation, everything. Now, all I can think about is, what if I am pregnant? I'm going to be a senior in high school this year and still live with my parents, so does he. My friend and I have been fooling around for months. We've been friends for years, but we would not be good parents. After this whole pregnancy freakout, I'm thinking of sitting down with him and talking about the future. We started things as a take it as it goes ordeal, but now there's a chance we could be stuck forever. Should I talk to him about the possibilities, or should I end things? I've started to like him, but I don't know if he wants a future together.
Well, there's a couple things going on here. There's two different dynamics.
There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot of dynamic here. The first dynamic is that I thought she said we've taken all the precautions. So
I heard that too, but so what are those precautions? I'm curious.
Me too. Okay, but let's imagine they've taken the precautions where he has had his balls cut, she has had her tubes cut. They're wearing prophylactics and everything else. And for some reason in the world, the sperm and the egg jump the bridges. Let's imagine that happened. If you're going to have sex, exploratory, no matter what it is, be sure that you understand clearly what the implications can be. And be prepared for those implications before you get there. Don't be reactionary. Know your plan if it happens. Or don't have sex. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the pill generally works for people. Prophylactics generally work for people.
They call them condoms these days.
Condoms generally work for people. People that are less apt to know how to use them, they can fall off. They can get stuck in your vagina. When the guy pulls out, next thing you know, if it has spermicide or no spermicide, don't go there unless you are prepared for the worst. And know what you're going to do. If you are worried, if you are pregnant today, you're going to find out pretty quickly by tomorrow. And you're going to know what to do. And by the time this thing airs, you're going to know the answer that you're what you have to deal with. So consider everything. Mm-hmm. I have three children that I have raised biologically. I am not their sperm donor. It's something I wanted, I accepted, and I've never looked back. The only thing I ever looked back at is I one time got a woman pregnant. I was engaged. The choice was, for whatever our reasons, to terminate the pregnancy. I tried to stop it at the last second. There was no stopping it. It went through. And I've always, we didn't end up together, but I've always regretted and never not thought about that pregnancy. it stays with you. And I'm 64 and it happened when I was 24 or 25. So these are all thoughts. So be sure you know what you're going to do and how it will affect your life going forward, because now you're playing in the big people's pool. Mm-hmm. And people don't really think, and you know, people that are exploring with sex, it's great to explore, but if you're going to put a penis inside your vagina, be prepared for what can happen. You want to explore with your tongues? Have fun. you have any thought on that one?
No, I mean, tracking your period, ovulation, everything, that's great, but I think using condoms, the pill, and if, you know, the pill and being on hormones is not right for you, there's non-hormonal birth control methods, but, you know, there's not a lot of context in regards to that, but that would be my first and foremost thing, because tracking your period and ovulation.
If I'm correct, she's saying that she might be pregnant now.
Potentially.
So, I mean, it's...
She says we've gotten in the predicament where he's scared that I'm going to get pregnant. Now all I can think about is, what if I am pregnant? So I don't know if there's a current scare, but it sounds like this, you know, young man is, oh, well, what if you get pregnant? Like,
well,
that's a very real possibility, like you said.
We're playing in the big people's pool now.
Yes.
You're in the adult pool. And if you're not prepared for it, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you have the plan in place, what if either you're going to terminate the pregnancy, that when both of you guys understand that you can and you're in a state that allows it, because now we're getting goofy. Number two, that you are emotionally prepared for it, or you're going to go through pregnancy and tell your parents about it and go through adoption, or you're going to raise this kid, you know, this possible child or children, twins or triplets or quadruplets are always possibility. your life will change. For playing in this pool, your life has a potential to change. It certainly, I remember the moment that when the woman I was with came out with that pee stick and there was a plus. I will never forget that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So be prepared or don't go there.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Birth control.
Okay.
All the above.
Let's go to the next one.
Dear Jerry, I need advice on how to approach this situation. A little background. I've been dating my current boyfriend for almost a year now. He's a permanent resident of Australia and his birth country is Malaysia. I am born and raised in Australia. At least a couple of months in, he met my parents, and since I'm still very much reliant on my parents, and because of the COVID situation in Australia, he normally comes down every weekend to see me. He lives in the city, whereas I live in a country town about an hour and a half away. Our relationship is very respectful, and we haven't had any real issues except for one thing. He hasn't told any of his family or friends about me, and every time I ask him, he pretty much refuses and shuts down the conversation. He blames it on our age gap, which isn't even that big, 6 years. My parents are very accepting of him, but still are wary as to why he doesn't want anyone knowing about me. He has also blamed his own mother as the reason as to why he doesn't feel comfortable telling them. He told me that she is very judging and harsh to his older sister's partners, and even refused to go to the ceremony. He told me that it would be even worse since I am Caucasian. Some more context to this story. I've been able to stay over at his place before, but it wasn't the apartment that he lives in, but rather an empty house that his parents use when they are in Australia. Due to the COVID situation, his parents are currently living in Malaysia, whereas his two older sisters and their partners live in the same state as us. He lives with the eldest and the youngest lives separately. I just don't know how to approach the situation anymore. Should I hold off and wait, possibly even a few years, for him to tell someone, despite my parents and I's worries? Or should I try to confront him in a different way?
Don't you like how I'm silent and I think about this as you're telling the story? Where on your podcast, everyone is lashing out before it's complete.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that comes to my mind is, what's he got to hide? Second thing comes to my mind is, why do you think that you need, do you want to be with a person that doesn't want to share his life with you and people in his life with you? Because I know I don't want to be with anybody that doesn't want to share me with their friends and who they know. That would last about 2 seconds for me, because I've done that before. And I found out what we suspected was real. There were other people. I used to be declined to be able to go to grandma's house because grandpa or grandma weren't ready, didn't want people to come over to the house. I had all these little lies and fibs told to me, and I chose to want to believe this person because I cared and I loved her. Whatever she said, I would go along with. And it was all bullshit. So I'm not saying that he's bullshit. I'm saying that my experience with people that have behaved this way has been bullshit. And you are asking me this question because you want to go on my experience. I didn't want to listen to my friends when they would tell me this. I would ignore them and say, oh, no, you don't know the situation. You don't know the person. You don't know what we have when we're together. And they said, we only know people. And this chick is lying to you. And the truth was, she was.
Mm-hmm. So she asked, should I try to confront him in a different way? So, you know, if you were in her shoes now.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly let it. Every conversation that you hear me say, transparency. If you're feeling the issue, not to be confrontational, because that gets no, but conversational, and say, you know, I have a problem, and this doesn't work for me. So I'm not telling you what you have to do. I'm letting you know this is what I need, and I don't want to really go too much further in our relationship and invest any more time, like a week, a year, or a month or a year, to say, gee, maybe I'll finally get around and introduce you to people. No, be prepared. If we're going to be on the level we are and we're going to continue seeing each other and there's intimacy involved or just time, it's your time more than anything. If you want to invest your time, I'm only going to invest my time if you're going to disclose who you are and your life that I can get to, that I can really become a part of it, and I can know people that are important in your life and see who you are and see how you interact with everybody, and we can share and all the things that are about a relationship is about. And without that, I'm out.
Yeah, I would agree. My red flags went up when I read this, and my immediate thought was, what is he hiding? Same as you. And mm-hmm. Where is the wife or girlfriend?
You know, I got to share one thing with you. The worst thing that you can do is buy someone's bullshit and keep buying it, and then later find out that it was bullshit. Because what happens is your radar, your radar, Morgan, and my radar all hit the same thing. Our radar is right on track. When I went through the experience with that person that lied to me, my radar was off for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most damaging part of it, is when they knock your radar off. Don't let this man, young lady, knock your radar off. Go with it. Believe in it. Trust it. It guides you through your life. Don't let someone fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's criminal.
Yeah, something is going on. When I read too, possibly even wait a few years.
I heard that one. I said, you don't have a couple of years to go waste on this motherfucker.
No. Time is the only non-renewable resource we have. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Energy, you can recoup. Money,
recoup.
Time, you're never going to get that time back. So when asking, do you have an ideal outcome? I would really like advice on how to handle the situation. I don't really want to force him to tell his family and friends about me, but at the same time, it really affects my self-esteem, and I constantly question as to why I have to be kept his little secret.
Yeah, you don't have to do any of this. This is all your choice. Mm-hmm. I would just point blank say, look, this is something that I need, and I'm not forcing you to provide it, but it's not working for me, so I'm still out there. If you want to date them, hey, you can date them, but you get to date whoever you want. There's no monogamy. There's no commitment. There's mm-hmm. none of the above. It's why you. I'm glad to go out with you. I'm glad to to hang out, but I'm dating. I am available and I am out there.
Which I would think in this situation is very fair because analyzing, the relationship that she describes.
Right. There's no commitment.
There's no commitment on his end.
Not at all.
It's, him coming down when it's convenient for him. He's not making her a part of his life by, including her with friends and family. So what relationship do you really have except the bubble that you interact with when he comes and visits?
Yeah, so the answer is that they're friends. If they want it, whatever she chooses to do with him and whatever rules she wants to write is great. But long as she protects herself, that she has the full right without his jealousy, without his control, without any of his fear of how he's going to react to do whatever the fuck she wants. We agree on this?
Yeah, I'm on board the jury advice train right now. Okay,
there it is.
Chugging along here.
Next one. Next. Woohoo. Next.
Dear Jerry, I, female 28, have been seeing this guy, male 29, since May. And he has said repeatedly that he doesn't know what he is looking for at this stage. I have said, that's fine for now, but have been open about wanting something that would become serious in the long term, or he should stop wasting my time. We have both been engaged before. Mine was early 20s. While his was more recent, 3 years ago. He has said some things a couple of times that raised red flags. For example, I don't know if I'll ever be able to love again. She was the only woman I've ever felt that way about. And specifically to me, quote, well, we aren't the same religion, so it would be difficult for my family to accept you. I've tried to raise the subject several times, but I never get a straight answer. And he always says, quote, I enjoy seeing you and going out and spending time, but right now that's all I know for sure. Is he giving me my answer?
Oh God, yeah. Your answer is easy. Honey, I love spending time with you and seeing you. I'm dating, by the way. All bets are off. All these fall into the all bets are off. All bets are off until I say I do. That's where every one of these things fall into because he's made no commitment to you. And it's really interesting. When you are unavailable to him and you're out with somebody else, there's no way it's not going to have an effect.
Yeah.
And that now the place is, what are you going to do about it now that he all of a sudden wants to have this protection and this worry that he's got control on you and that you're not going to, spin off from him? So your answer really is, hold yourself high. You don't need to take this bullshit. You're special. And you're going to control your destiny. And there is someone out there, because he can't make his mind up because he's fucked in the head or he's immature or whatever's going on there after the time you've been together, that there's a man out there that's going to see you and say, wow. Wow, this woman is amazing. So think higher of yourself. By opening the door for opportunity for you, you control your destiny, not him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Do you think he's breadcrumbing her?
I don't know what he's doing. I just know that what she's doing is she's enabling it, and she's got to stop it. So the answer is, you already know the answer because I heard it in your question. Mm-hmm. You know the answer. You don't have to dump the guy, but you're not giving him a commitment. You're going to go date.
Yeah.
If he calls you and says, are you busy? If he calls you Friday night and says, hey, what are you doing? Your answer is, because you've already met other people and you're out there. I'm out there, honey. And don't lie about it. Man, the more direct you are that you're dating and there's no commitment between you guys, he'll still be there. He's still going to chase. He'll only chase you harder, because it's in our programming. We're hunters. We can't help ourselves.
Everyone wants what they can't have.
We are hunters.
Yeah,
So my answer is, don't You don't have to say I'm going out with Bob, but you could certainly say I am busy that evening. I have plans.
And
if he says, are you busy with the other guy? You'll say, you know, we don't have a commitment. It is clear. I am dating. I will tell you that right off the bat. I am dating. If you don't want to see me, don't see me. But I am dating. Until mm-hmm. somebody steps up to the plate that I really want to be with and he is convinced what he wants, I'm dating.
Do you think he's saying some of these things maybe because he wants her to end it and he doesn't want to do it himself? Like someone saying, I don't know if I'll ever love again. She was the only woman I've ever felt that way about.
He might be. He might be playing that game. I don't know what his game. I really don't care his game.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is that her move is go out and date. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, he got his wish. She moved on.
Yep.
And if that's the case, she got her wish. She has moved on and she'll find someone that's going to be much more appreciative of her.
Definitely. When asked about an ideal outcome, I like this guy and could see it becoming serious, but I want a dad's opinion on whether I'm wasting my own time.
She's wasting her time.
There you have it. Straight from the horse's mouth. Up next. Dear Jerry, my boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. He is in a military program, and when he graduates college, he will commission as an officer. This will happen in about a year and a half. Once he commissions, he will get stationed out of state, and if he isn't married to me, the military doesn't really acknowledge our relationship, and I won't leave to another state with him without a commitment. Now, he is 20 and I'm 21, so I know that we are very young. But I've known I wanted to marry him since I was in 8th grade. We started dating his sophomore year of high school, my junior year. My issue is, he won't even let me speak about marriage. He gets uncomfortable about it and shrugs it off. He's never really told me he wanted to marry me, except when he got back from basic. But I think he just missed me because after that, it wasn't mentioned again. He even gets mad at me if I talk about it for more than a couple minutes. I don't know if that's a huge sign that I won't ever get that. His parents never got married. He grew up not thinking it's a necessity. But it is for me. I won't start a family or move away with anyone out of wedlock. It hurts very badly to know he isn't ever thinking about something that I've been thinking about since I was in 8th grade. Our relationship is pretty perfect outside of this. I don't know if I should be prepared to leave, or if since this is our only issue, there could be a way to deal with this. Thank you for reading all of this.
Well, as I heard it, I have a lot of compassion for you. Because you're both so young, number one. And he is the love of your life. And he is also at a part where he's, God, I remember when I was 21, 20, and 18, and I was dating a woman who I truly was wild about. I chased her for 2 years before she ever went out with me. I drove 6 hours to have dinner for our first date. And we lasted for 4 years. And she wanted to get married. And I was too immature to fathom the thought of it. Now, maybe I should have married her. It would have probably ended up in divorce because I would have gone through a lot of growth craziness that I don't know if we were either one mature enough to recognize what was going on. We know each other today. We are friends today. Not married to each other, but we are friends today. And we will always have a certain love for one another. But I feel you. And my answer to you is you're going to have to just relax. If this is the guy, you're going to have to write it out to see what can happen. If you're going to want to date and he goes ballistic because you're going to date and you meet somebody, your relationship is obviously built on a commitment at this point in time. You don't want to see anybody else. And I don't know if having a conversation with him saying, look, do we need to take a pause and see what other people in our lives will mean to us? And will we survive it? maybe that's a thought, you know, to, you're obviously in a place that, that it can continue this way forever. And he's comfortable with that, but you're not. And it's all about now down to what you're comfortable with, because if you're both not comfortable with the fact of just going on the way you are, which you are clearly not, then you're going to have to shake up the boat, I guess, a little bit. And better to shake it up now to see what happens, because she's 21, right? He's 20?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shake it up now. See what happens. I mean, you are young enough at this point in time to explore, to see what else is out there, to meet other people. You've obviously been very monogamous and true to him. I can hear it in the writing that your interest is never to be with anybody else. You want to marry this man. You know, I do know this, Morgan. You know, we have people, in our family members in our lives that all went through, you know, that were high school sweethearts. And they've gone through breakups. Your brother went through a breakup. My nephews went through breakups.
I was trying to think of the relationships.
Yeah, no, I can tell you. It was certainly Matthew did it. Seth did it.
Matthew is my older brother who ended up dating his high school sweetheart for 10 years before finally proposing.
I mean, there was a lot of shakeup. Mm-hmm. I've seen your brother, your other brother, my son Taylor, he was with somebody. She said, and they were only together for a short time. They just had their year anniversary. But let me tell you, she keeps him dialed to what she wants. And then he has a choice. Do I want to, you know, be a part of that game or not? And he says, I want to be a part of it. So he's still there. But they broke up for a period of time, and I didn't know how he was going to survive it.
Well, and, you know, breaks don't work for every couple.
No.
Do you think, you know, she says here, I won't start a family or move away with anyone out of wedlock. I understand the family aspect of it. You know, some people are very traditional in that sense mm-hmm. and don't want to start, you know, having kids before they're married. Mm-hmm. However, do you think, you know, maybe there's a compromise, you know, with moving with him, or do you think there's any sort of solution that's not a break?
You know, she's been with him so long, and he's point blank said, I'm very comfortable going on the way I'm going. And if this isn't, you know, she needs him to say to herself, I am totally happy. Look, I have had relationships that broke up because of something didn't work out between the two of us. And I would say at the end of the day, I would sacrifice that. I miss her so much. I want her back. I'll paint my legs and shave my underarms. I'll do anything for that woman. I want her back. And it's amazing to see what happens when you're not together. He obviously is not on the same plan that she's on. She's on the plan for marriage. And if she is determined that she wants to be married and it's important to her and he doesn't want to be married, then he's not the guy. Mm-hmm. Don't put it off anymore. Move on.
Yeah.
And he loses the commitment that he has with her. And he can think about working his ass off to get her back. And she may be there and she may not be there. We don't know. He may not be there after they do this. He may move on. But I always believe one thing. It always works out for the best one way or the other. Life moves on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, you've kind of said honesty, transparency, have, you know, the conversation. Mm-hmm. But in her case, he won't even let her speak about marriage. He gets uncomfortable, shrugs it off. What else does she say here?
I can only...
He even gets mad at me if I talk about it for more than a couple minutes.
I am not him. I recognize that. But I remember when I was with Marina, in the maturity level that I was at 20, that if she talked about it, I got uncomfortable because I couldn't afford it at the time. I couldn't think about it. She was telling me she wants a 6-carat diamond ring, and all her girlfriends, you know, were hanging out with guys from Beverly Hills, and they all had this, and you know, her fantasies were way beyond anything I could perform. And I just said, you know, and I felt less. And nothing worked. Everything that was she was pushing for, it was all going against the grain. And so she was talking to her girlfriend saying that, you know, this guy and this guy's breaking up and da-da-da. And I looked at her and I said, you're not far behind.
That being said, any tips to have an easy conflict-free conversation about this to really see?
I think you're the word that you just used that I use all the time, transparency, just saying, I'm not pushing you. I'm letting you know that this is something that is important to me. And if you already know in your life that this is not something that you want, then I need to move on. Mm-hmm. And she has to stick by her guns. Because she's now defining, I'm not making you marry me. I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to have a life without with a man that doesn't want to marry me and to have kids. And I'm not having kids with a man or starting a family without being married. Mm-hmm. Now, I had no problem having a life without a woman who is my wife and to have kids.
I know, we're the total opposite of this.
we are an American family. It happens. People have kids out of wedlock. They have kids.
All of your kids are out of wedlock. Different dads, all of them.
But you're all my kids.
Nonetheless.
Nonetheless, we are one family. And you don't look at your brother and say, he's my half-brother.
No, that's my brother.
That's my brother. So, I mean, that was the way we... Your mom and I raised you. That's what we professed. That was every example that you had. This is our family. As fucked up as we might have been.
Yeah, we're pretty out there.
But it worked. I have three kids. They're fantastic, and I'm the most proud father that could possibly be named. So it all worked out. It works out. Things work out for the best. And if she needs to walk or she needs to make a different choice on what she's willing to settle for or not, these are decisions she has the power to make. And then if she walks, he's got the power to go see how important it is to him, this relationship.
Definitely.
Love is an interesting push and shove and toss and turn. And
it is.
It's why they call it drama. Keep us informed. We can't wait to hear.
Yes, definitely. Keep us updated. Up next, dear Jerry, I broke up with my boyfriend 2 months ago after getting tired of always being his last priority. He took it pretty badly and blames everything on me. He said if I really loved him, I would have never left. We're doing no contact now, but he promised I will hear from him eventually. Is he playing with my feelings? Why would he tell me to move on, but then say that he will reach out at some point?
Head game. Move on. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, sometimes you just have to remove them from your phone.
Block them.
And it's not because they're going to call. It's because you're not going to wait for the call.
You don't care when they finally do.
And if they really, really, really want you, it's not a call. They're going to be standing in front of you. They will find you. They will do the dance. They will do whatever they need to do to show you how important they are. But don't wait for it.
No.
Block the call. Block the caller, should I say. Remove him from your phone book or just put, he's blocked, and move on and start dating. Start looking out there and putting your mind in other places. He's really not entitled to you.
Do you pick up any red flags or anything from what he said too? Like him blaming everything on her?
Oh, he's an asshole.
If I really loved him, I would never have left.
Control. All the above. Everything you don't want in a relationship.
Yeah, a little manipulative.
This you need to run, not walk. Run.
Okay, last one. Very short and sweet.
Yeah, I love the short and sweet ones.
Dear Jerry, how do you know that it's true love?
That's a good one.
That's it. That's all they wrote.
Wow. You know.
But how? How do you know?
How do you know? When you both are dancing the same dance. And when he comes home and he sees your car in the driveway, that you know that his tail is wagging. And when you come home and you see his car there, your tail is wagging. There's something that happens that you guys are able to be harmonious with one another without any of the nitpickings that go on. Look, people that love each other certainly do have certain issues with in life. They come up. But they're not it's not mean. It's with respect. It's with care to have a conversation that your tones with one another work to say, that this hurt me, or this, this something that's important to me, or you guys just communicate on a different level. And you feel it all the way around. And I think I do believe it's something that you both feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a problem for me. Finding that mutual cohesiveness that at the end of not a month or two or three, but at a year, that you know that you guys really have grown together and you're locked and it's hand in hand. It's a partner. And it's 100%. And I love to use the word naked, because you really are naked with one another, not just physically, but emotionally. You guys are able to say whatever it is to each other, and you're able to work it and find the answers together, and it works. And when you look into each other's eyes, trust me, you know.
Any adjectives you would use to describe it?
Home.
Well, that's all I have for you.
Okay.
That's it for relationships.
Good. What are we going to get into next time?
I think we're getting into family dilemmas.
Dilemmas. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, write in and give us things that you have questions about, and we'll find what show it goes into.
That's the way to do it.
And hopefully if this thing really takes off the way we want it to, I think we'll do some traveling shows.
You're planning big shit already.
I do. I'm a pilot. I want to get on the plane and fly to different towns.
No, we are not flying in your little plane.
And sit down and say, come on down. Let's do it.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for signing in and watching us. And we look forward to next week. Come join us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.